Good day, and welcome to the Qatar Navigation Milaha Quarter 2 2018 conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Bobby Sarkar. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Hi. Hello, everyone. This is Bobby Sarkar, Head of Research at QNB Financial Services. I wanted to welcome everyone to Milaha's second quarter 2018 results conference call. On this call from Milaha management, we have Akram Iswaisi, who is Executive VP, Finance and Investments, and Sami Shtayyeh, who is VP, Financial Planning and Analysis. We will conduct this conference first with management reviewing the company's results, followed by a Q&A. I will now turn the call over to Akram. Akram?
Great. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, and thanks to everyone for joining us today. Milaha's operating revenues came in at 1.25 billion for the first quarter of 2018, compared to 1.15 billion for the same period in 2017, an increase of 9% year-over-year for the same period. Operating profit came in at 258 compared to 170 million for the same period in 2017, for an increase of 51% year-over-year, driven mainly by the increase in investment income. Net profit for the first half of 2018 was 297 million compared to 267 million for the same period in 2017, for an increase of 11% year-over-year. Our net profits for the first half of 2018 and 2017 are inclusive of non-cash asset impairments of 140 million and 69 million riyals respectively. If we adjust our results for these non-cash asset impairment charges, our net profit for the first half of 2018 would have been 437 million versus 336 million for the first half of 2018, an increase of close to 30% in net profit year-over-year. Earnings per share increased to 2.62 riyals for the first half of 2018, up from 2.35 riyals for the same period in 2017. I am pleased to say that we continue to deliver results without compromising any of our high safety, compliance, and service quality standards. And with that, I will hand it over to Sami to discuss segment results.
Thank you, Akram. On to the business segments, starting with maritime and logistics. First half results are up significantly from last year. Revenue is up 21% and net profit is up 123%. The strong net profit performance was driven by two main factors. Number one, our share in Q terminals, which benefited from 160% increase in TEU volumes. As a side note, volumes and subsequently profits would have been even higher had it not been for a loss of approximately 1 week's worth of cargo delays coming out of Oman due to the hurricanes that hit there in late May. The second driver of improved performance for the segment came from our container shipping unit, where we continually add regional routes that continue to drive top and bottom line growth. In offshore, results are still in negative territory, but less so than last year. The main reason for the improvement has to do with the fact that we had impairment expense in 2017, whereas we had none in 2018. Operationally, however, utilization is up from 71% to 76%, which is quite high compared to the competition. And we're cautiously optimistic that the tide is finally changing for this unit. Akram will touch more upon this in his outlook. Our gas and petrochem segment continues to disappoint, unfortunately, with the macro shipping environment bearing down on its performance. Rates continue to be extremely low, and this has led to drops in asset valuations. We booked 140 million in vessel impairments this year, which really brought down the company's results. On to trading, the segment is down overall versus 2017, with lower equipment sales offsetting higher bunker sales. It has been a challenging first half, to say the least, for this segment. And finally, capital. The segment has more than doubled its net income from 126 million to 264 million. $100 million in year-over-year held for trading income, along with $38 million in additional dividend income, drove the huge increase. And with that, I will now switch it back over to Akram to discuss our outlook.
Okay, thank you very much, Sami. With respect to the outlook for the rest of the year, in Malaha Maritime and Logistics, expect the volume strength that we have seen at Hamad Port in the first half of 2018 to continue well into the second half. This will continue to have a positive impact on our joint arrangements in Q terminals. While we continue to expand our container network, we anticipate margin pressures on this business due to the increase in bunker costs and the general increase in competition on some of the routes our ships trade. In Q1 of 2018, Malaha inaugurated Phase 1 of Malaha Logistics City with a 35,000 square meter warehousing facility dedicated to temperature-controlled cargo. New facility marks Malaha's entry into cold chain solutions, and this facility caters to the food industry, pharmaceuticals, and other fast-moving consumer goods. We are very pleased with the progress and ramp-up of this aspect of our business and anticipate stronger ramp-up and utilization in the second half of 2018, which will make a positive contribution to our income statement in the second half of this year. With respect to Malaha Offshore, despite a high OSV supply inventory globally, but low supply growth at a macro level, global utilization in the offshore sector has continued to increase from an average of 40 to 45% in 2017 to an average of 63. We have also begun to see slight improvements in global day rates. This has been driven largely by the increase in oil prices. As a company, we're cautiously optimistic that these trends will continue and will have a positive impact on our business in the second half of 2018. In June of 2018, we deployed our 300-passenger capacity lift boat in Nigeria on a long-term contract with a global oil major. We're very pleased with this accomplishment, and we anticipate that revenue from this contract will be reflected positively in our results in the second half of 2018. Lastly, last year we were awarded various contracts in the offshore sector. Some of these contracts have taken effect the first half of this year, and the remainder will take effect the second half of this year. I'm very optimistic that these contracts will make positive contributions to Malaha's P&L for the remainder of the year. With respect to gas and petchem, the VLGC's charter rates remain depressed. We expect the remainder of the year to be challenging. The jointly and fully owned LNG carriers, very limited fluctuations. These carriers are long-term contracts, so we expect 2018 to be in line with last year. Fully owned product tankers and crude carriers, these carriers are deployed in a spot market and they're subject to volatility. This segment has struggled, and we're cautiously optimistic that it might improve, but it's going to take some time. So quite cautious about the remainder of the year for these specific vessels. Fully owned gas and ammonia carriers, one vessel has been renewed on a long-term contract, but at a lower rate compared to historical rates that we've seen. And the other one is in a spot market, but this market is still quite challenging. With respect to the harbor marine vessels, these vessels are on a long-term contract, and we expect limited volatility for the rest of the year. Now, moving on to trading, with respect to this segment has struggled this year, and we don't expect any change for the rest of the year. The sales for this segment is largely tied to infrastructure spending and construction activity. For the rest of the year, expect the same momentum. Moving on to Malaha Capital, with respect to the real estate segment of this business, we expect limited volatility. Most of our assets are on short and long-term contracts, so we expect limited volatility, limited changes for the rest of the year. And as it relates to the other part of Malaha Capital, the investment portfolio, obviously this is tied to the market performance, and it's tough to predict what the outlook will look like for the second year. And with that, we will go ahead and open it up for questions.
If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. We will now take our next question from Rami Jamal. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, gents. Is my line clear?
It's clear. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having the call, first of all. And I have a couple of questions. One on the first segment, which is the maritime and the logistics. You mentioned that most of the increase came from your increased routes and expanding on that, as well as the TEUs from Hamad Port. So what routes have you ventured into, and where do you see the growth in the segment going in the second half of the year with the trade war happening around the world? Do you see that impacting your business, given the routes that you've ventured into? And the second question is related to the Milaha capital. I just wanted to know, is the 132 million riyal on the based on the entire portfolio, the around 3.9 billion, or that's just on the fair value portfolio?
Thanks, Rami. I'll take the first question first, obviously. When you compare year-over-year performance, last year, we did not have the Oman-Doha route. This year, we do, obviously. The Oman-Doha route is it's further distance-wise, so geographically, the vessels have to travel longer distance, and thus the rate per TEU, or rate per container, is higher than the than what it was before. Additionally, we've opened up new lanes into Kuwait, into Sri Lanka, Bangladesh. Within the Indian subcontinent, there's a couple new routes. We've also started, you could call it, delving into the Umm Qasr Iraq route as well. So these are all you know, new routes that we've opened in the last 12 months or so, and that really is one of the drivers, along with the ports, like you rightfully mentioned. Now, as for your question on our expectation, you know, with regards to the trade wars going on or potentially going on, and how that would impact our new routes, that would really have limited impact, because the volume coming to Qatar is meant, the big portion of it, or the vast majority of it is meant for Qatar. So it's not like it's a transshipment hub, although we are starting to see more and more transshipment coming through the port. So the impact of a trade war between you know, some of the bigger global markets is going to have limited impact on the routes that we're traveling. We have a captive market, and that's what the volume coming here relates to. On to the capital question, I'll turn that over to Akram.
Okay. And as Sami alluded to, I mean, we're a feeder network. We're not a mainliner that operates globally, so our impact it will be minimal, if not non-existent, but there will be a slight impact. Now, with respect to Milaha Capital, most of the, in fact, all of the gain that we've seen in the P&L, you've got the dividends as well as the realized and unrealized gain on the effectively trading portfolio. So because of IFRS 9, obviously, any realized gain on the strategic or the held for trade, the available for sale goes through equity and not the P&L anymore. So the majority of the gain relates to higher trading returns and as well as increase in dividend income. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, I'll go back to the first part related to the maritime. Do you foresee yourself requiring more ships to cover the requirements of the state, or do you believe that you have a sufficient number of vessels to actually cover the expansion routes, like you mentioned?
Let me jump in and say that. I mean, from our perspective as a company, container shipping is an area that we're going to continue to grow in. And when we look at services that we offer and services that we're going to expand globally, we look at them in the context of an integrated logistics solutions, and container shipping is part of a leg or segment of these service offerings that we provide. So we are expanding container shipping, but we are, surgical about it and deliberate about it, and we will expand where we think we can make money. So I think this is the way we're looking at it. And I think the routes right now that we've got have been, and the ships that we've got today have been more than sufficient to support the domestic needs. But again, we've got aggressive plans to grow, and you will see more growth plans into the future. And if you look at our fleet, we have owned vessels and we have chartered vessels. So in terms of our growth, it's not just our vessels, but we have a large number of chartered-in vessels that we utilize as well. And that's part of our strategy, is to have a mix of owned and chartered vessels to be able to time the market, to be able to explore new routes, and be able to get in and get out when necessary without, significant capital commitments on new ships.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We will now take our next question. Please go ahead, caller.
Hello. Hi, good afternoon, and thank you for having the call.
Thank you. Who's this? Yes,
we're here. Mr. Farmer from Commercial Bank.
Mustafa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? Thank you for having the call, guys. Just a question on the impairments. We sort of took a view that the impairment cycle would have peaked last year after the, 2016, 2017. From your outlook, what seems to be the case is that the shipping rates will still be on the lower end. Do you expect the impairments to continue, in the second half and going into 2019? That's it. Thanks.
Thank you very much for the question. To be frank with you, I mean, we follow IFRS, and there are accounting standards that we have to follow. So it's tough to predict what it's going to look like for the second half of the year. But so far, if you look at the traditional, the maritime shipping sector, we're still not out of the woods yet. We've bottomed out, and this is, the bottom has, we've been in a prolonged bottom cycle, if you will. Question is, when is it going to recover? We're not quite sure. The volatility in the shipping market has been extreme. And so, to be honest with you, it's tough for us to predict what the second half will look like in terms of impairments. But again, we're optimistic. We're seeing some signs of positive improvements in the sector, so hopefully that's the end of it.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. We will now take our next question. Please go ahead.
Thank you, gentlemen, for the call.
Hello? Who's this?
Hello? Yeah.
Yes.
This is Bijoy from QIC.
How are you?
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for the call. My question is on the Tomama warehouse. What is the current utilization on the warehouse, and where do you see it in 2019?
Thank you very much for the question. To be honest with you, given the strategic importance of this project, at the moment, mm-hmm. this is not information we can disclose. Love to be able to tell you about the utilization, but I'm pleased to say that the project has been very successful. Been picking up a lot of momentum, but unfortunately at this point in time, because of the strategic importance of this project to the company, we cannot disclose it.
Okay, no problem. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
It appears there are no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn the conference back to you for any additional or closing remarks.
Hi, this is Bobby Sarkar again. So if there are no additional questions, let's end the call here. Thank you, Akram. Thank you, Sami, for taking the time to answer questions and give us a overview of Milaha for the second quarter. And if anyone has any further questions, please get in touch with us or with company management. Thank you all.
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.